Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Is enough being done to address flooding? Maria Wiseman from Wiseman's Shoe Shop is with me here on the line today, because Maria, you got some shock when you opened your door, your business in Bantry, after heavy rain in recent days.
We did, Andrea. It was a frightening call to get at 4:50 in the morning and then to drive down through the flooding and kind of go, God, can I get through this, to get down to the town centre and then put the key. Well, we opened the door and we had a foot of water in the lowest part and then 7 inches in our shop floor.
And take it, the weather, that wasn't predicted, I take it?
It wasn't predicted. There was no warning. There was no alert. There was even at the time. So the OPW have a sensor measuring water levels and water at the mill library, which is a beautiful library in an old mill. And they have a sensor there. There was no alert came from that. The only alert we got was from our neighbour who was in the fire brigade, and he called us.
So you got the call at what, 10 to 5 in the morning on earlier?
Yeah.
What day was it? Tuesday this week?
Tuesday this week, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's never a call you want to get, because all he says is your
God.
And so
you're
then
flooded.
It starts and you're standing in cold. You arrive into your premises and you're like, here we are again. You're standing in cold, wet water. You're watching the fire brigade do their utmost best. They are amazing. We cannot thank them enough for all that they have done for us throughout the years. Because this isn't a standalone thing. I just went through there. We've had 8 floods since 2001, Andrea. And we've had a bad flood in 2020, a flood in 2021, a flood in 2024, 58 weeks ago on the 5th of October, and another flood with the same water measurements, I'm going to say, as 2024. And we've had a flood in the 4th of November, 2025. And again, same level markings that we've had. We've had not one councillor, we've had not county councillor, we've had no one from the council, no one from the Office of Public Works, no TD, no fanfare. You are the only national network who has picked this up. And we just feel like we've been forgotten.
But like the 8th flood since 2021, and just give listeners an extent.
2001, my apologies, 2001.
2001. Flood. Yeah, and just sorry, but that was my mistake. And just give listeners, Maria, you know, a visual. The extent of the damage to your shop and to your stock as well. I mean, sure, coming into a busy period, I've no doubt.
Well, from the flood in 2020, we now no longer have stock on any lower level. So on the shop floor, it came to 7 inches. I had gotten a delivery in that day and I didn't have time to put it away. It was at 8 inches. So that would have been 2,000 worth of stock that would have been gone if the water had risen to 8 inches. But not only that, at that cost, it came from the UK. So we've Brexit costs and we've customs that were already paid. So we now no longer keep stock anywhere below kind of 15 inches on the shop floor, which, if anyone in retail knows, every inch makes a difference.
So where does that mean you're putting that stock?
We're finding nooks and crannies. Our ground floor is 6,000 square foot, and so the damage that does to the flooring is phenomenal. We have 3 commercial dehumidifiers, 2 are going 24 hours a day, and we have 4 small dehumidifiers that are going 24 hours a day. And then we have 1 on the shop and our shoe shop floor that goes on at 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and we in the last 2 days we have taken out, I think, is it 60 litres of water in the last 2 days from the dehumidifiers being on.
And this just happened overnight on Tuesday, and it's the whole of Bantry, is it really, Maria, that was affected by this?
In Main Street there was 5 businesses, so our neighbours. So we have John Hurley, it's a hardware shop. We have a butcher's, Paddy O'Donnell Butcher's. We have Sea Dog. She's just opened 2 years. This is her second flood. And then there's a cafe across the road that has just changed hands and been bought. And she's going into a flooded premises. So it's very unfair. But I think there was over 15 premises in Bantry damaged. with flood water. As a result.
Well,
I know just since, so, like, it's a significant event.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question about it. 1800 453 106 is the number, Maria. There's some of those businesses, I think, getting in touch with us now. Stay with me for a moment, if you can. Susan Shepherd from Philip J. Dix Jewellers. You're also in Bantry, Susan. How were you affected?
Not as badly as Maria and her family were affected and the people on Main Street, Andrea. Thankfully, New Street, where we're located, our businesses were flooded, but not to the extent, particularly our shop here in the jewellery shop, not as bad as Wiseman's was. But we were still flooded, yes. And like Maria said, I can say again, there was no warning. The floodgates weren't up because the tides were good. The winds were good. There was absolutely no warning. So we weren't prepared. But like Maria said, we've learned lessons from other floods, so we don't keep stock on the ground, thankfully. But then Christmas is coming, and you know, sometimes you just don't have time to put away stock or to maybe lift stock. But yeah, thankfully everything was off the ground. But there's cosmetic damage, and we're like the Wisemans and everybody else running dehumidifiers now, and it's messy, and it's not pleasant to have to turn your front door key and just walk into another flood, you know.
Cosmetic damage, and presumably as well,
yes,
you know, the fact that you're losing maybe a day or two's trade, I'm sure, and trying to get the cleanup operation.
Yeah, well, we had it cleaned up by lunchtime, so we were able to reopen our doors and operate from lunchtime on this time around. But in the past, yeah, we've been closed for a couple of days. So every flood is different and affects people differently, but the end result is damage and disruption and loss of business and loss of stock. Mm. And it's continual. It's all the time now, and nothing seems to be done. I'm calling this the quiet flood because, as Maria indicated, nobody came around. Last year, there was a big, you know, media were here, the politicians were here.
I remember we were talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, we talked last year, almost was 13 months to the day since the flood. We had the big walkabout with the then minister of the OPW, Kieran O'Donnell. This year, nothing. And like as Maria said, yeah, you just feel really deflated, and I feel like we're being left behind. Bantry's been left behind. The money has been approved for the flood relief system since 2020, I believe. And here we are going into 2026. We're still being flooded and nothing's being done. It's not acceptable.
Dermot Murphy's the owner of the Fish Kitchen and committee member of Bantry Business Association. Dermot's joining us here too, Susan. Like, I'm sure you agree with everything Susan and Maria have mentioned on the show, but how detrimental this can be, considering it's the eighth flood since 2001, Dermot.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's the eighth flood since 2001. I can't really add an awful lot more to what the girls have just said about the disappointment we have, really, in what's been done about this. I think they mentioned John Hurley's corner shop there. John's son Ian was interviewed on the radio recently, or last year perhaps, saying that this is the third generation of his family that's dealing with this problem. I mean, you know, it's ongoing and getting worse. And it's bad for business, you know. It's disheartening for businesses. And we're struggling to get new businesses into town.
And Maria said, there's a
new cafe across the road opening up from her, and then the first thing she's going into is a flood. There's a young lad across the road here in the Anchor Bar, Paddy McSweeney, flooded out completely. You know, it's not very encouraging. We're kind of being forgotten about a little bit, you know. It's a multi-agency problem, but like the inefficiencies there are, that's we're taking the hit, you know.
What happened on Tuesday? Was it just a freak down? Like, was it literally a freak downpour? In the early hours of the morning.
In fairness, there was a lot of rain now, all right, Monday night, and there's very big tides at the moment. But this is not, we haven't had, you know, we've seen this before. But normally, like, we'd get notification in the business association, and we'd get that information out to all the members and to the grapevine if we get out, you know, people would call each other. But there was no warning. It was unexpected. The rainfall levels were very much so unexpected. But like by all accounts, we've had worse floods and a lot more damage done in the past. But, you know, we're nearly accepting We're efficient at dealing with it at this stage, but we shouldn't have to do this. It's not really, it's not acceptable, to be honest with you.
Well, no other business, you know, business operator needs to become proficient in flood prevention to the extent that, you and Susan and Maria have had to. And I think the bit that's probably most frustrating for listeners, I mean, is to think that this has gone on for, like, the length of time that this is actually going on and that there's really been no change to it. Like, there was heavy rain here at times last night. You must go to bed every night, Jim, with not knowing what you're coming into in the morning.
But even yesterday, kind of, you know, half four o'clock was the height of the tide, and, you know, it wasn't much rain. We had a good idea there wouldn't be a flood, but you don't know. And the people are hanging around outside their front doors wondering, is the water still coming up? You know, we just don't know. There's a lot of factors that make it change, I suppose. But, yeah, it's not a great place to be honest with you. Like, this has been discussed at council level and at town council level many moons ago. I was stuck in that in 2014. They were abolished, and we discussed it for years before that. So it's not a new topic of conversation. It needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with a little bit more expediently, to be honest.
Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland, is joining us as well, Diarmaid. You've heard Diarmaid, you've heard Susan, you've heard Maria Wiseman, and there's more callers getting in touch as well. Why is nobody stepping in, Michael, to help these businesses?
Well, unfortunately, Andrea, the situation is going, as your speakers have said, for many, many years. And to be honest with you, I wasn't in Dáil Éireann this week. That's why I wasn't with the businesses. I've often, in other times, been there. One of the last times I walked the street, I took out bags, had people there above the care age, the houses in Bantry that were getting flooded. And I saw Wiseman's and I saw the businesses being destroyed. And it's embarrassing, to be quite honest with you, when you see a minister coming the next day and you're walking around listening to false promises that they're not delivering on. The bottom line is, I raised this issue 2 weeks ago in the Dáil. Have you seen the record of the Dáil with the minister in relation to the flood scheme for Bantry and the urgency of it being needed? And we're being told 2031 is before construction is commenced, which is an outrageous answer to give me 2031, which I did relate to the minister. It's not good enough. This is a serious crisis that needs to be dealt with yesterday and not today. And I'm listening to plans and I'm listening to preferred options and I'm listening to a lot of nonsensical talk, in my view, things that could have been done and must have been done, surely, because this is a situation where I can meet people that told me it's happening 50, 60 years ago, the same flood coming into Bantry. So it's not something new, not something that they have to do hasn't been done in places like Skibbereen and other places. It needs to be delivered and it needs to be fast-tracked. And unfortunately, the powers that be, and that's the government that's here at this present time, are not willing to fast-track it. And they've been in government for the last number of years. And I'm not saying that because I'm in opposition. I'm saying that because Bantry is a beautiful, beautiful place. And people, I met a politician last night, he said, it's the most beautiful place to visit during the summer. It is, of course. But people are terrified when the rain hits and serious rain falls. And I've seen fire brigade workers, I've seen council workers overnight pumping out, trying their best to save businesses. But in this situation, they came in fast, furious, and done serious damage.
Did you mention, Susan, that the funding for this, the flood prevention scheme, that was allocated, what did you say, about 5 years ago?
Yeah, if memory serves, Andrea, yeah, it was approved. The flood defence scheme was announced by the Patrick O'Donovan, I believe, was the man, in 2020. The funding was announced by the man in charge back then in 2020. So as I say, like, that's nearly 6 years ago. And if they're talking another 6 years before even work starts, like, you know, if you average two floods a year, that's 12 more floods we all have to live through and deal with before anything even gets done and beginning to get done. You know, it's really not acceptable. And, you know, if I could just say, you know, we're coming into the Christmas selling period now and, you know, we're all struggling and we really depend on people to shop locally and appreciate people doing that. And the people of Bantry and the surrounding area are really good at that. They really do support us. But without them and their support, I don't think any of us would be here really anymore.
Why is it taking so long, Deputy Michael Collins, to progress this? I mean, if the funding's there, it's been announced, it's allocated for the defence scheme. Why is it going to take another 6 years?
obviously the funding isn't there. It's been announced, you know, and we hear this time and time again of fancy announcements for different places that never gets delivered. And unfortunately, this is just another fancy announcement. Delivery. If there's an announcement, there should be delivery immediately. And that's what I called for again on Tuesday inside in the Dáil after hearing about the floods Monday night. This is the only place I can see that I can hope for the best rather than walking around, maybe going to business and sympathising with them, because they're sick of our sympathy. They are sick of our sympathy, and rightly so too. I actually would worry sometimes when I go around from business to business as to what people will say. What the hell, you were here a year ago, you were here 2 years, you were here 4 years. I'm following around a minister that's going to make a false promise and walk out the door and not going to carry out that promise again. So that delivery needs to happen immediately. Work needs to commence immediately. Shovels on the ground immediately. And that's like this, they're talking about commencement in 2031. They're not saying completion. When that is going to be. So like this nonsensical answer 2031, and that's what I said, you know, you're talking about a 60 million pantry flood relief scheme that will protect 200 homes. That needs to go right now. And we have other issues in surrounds of Bantry, like the St. Columb's pitch was flooded.
Let me bring in Michael just for a moment there. I know plenty of other areas as well. I just want to bring in Catherine Power is with us. Catherine's from the Middleton and East Cork Flood Protection, from the Flood Protection Group there. Like, I presume all of these businesses, Catherine, despite the fact that they're still being flooded, I presume they still have to pay their rates.
Oh, of course. Well, I'm here in Castlemarte. Middleton is our closest shopping town, so we can empathise with them and the situation that they're in as well. And like, they're subject to high tide as well, and we're in touch with them only last night in their high tide and how close it comes to them as well. Luckily, they did escape last night, and we escaped here in Castlemarte.
I'll have to cut across you, Catherine, for a moment, just because your phone line, just bear with this maybe for a quick moment there. We just see if we can try to reconnect with you. Maria Wiseman, just on this, like the fact that you're still paying your local rates to the county council despite all of these, you know, floods taking place nearly now on an annual basis. We seem to chat here on Lunchtime Live. What is your message to the minister this Thursday afternoon?
We need more action. We don't need any more reports. We need financial support for all of these flooding. We need help. We need accountability as to why. The governments are changing. It's the people in the county councils, you know, that are going for reports and then not fishing them through. We need accountability, Andrea. We need help. That's the bottom line of it.
Well, hopefully we won't be talking, Maria, this time next year on the show under the same circumstances, because it's, you know, it happens too frequently that the likes of yourself and Susan and many others are getting in touch dealing with this particular flooding situation. We'll leave it there for today. Maria Wiseman, Susan Shepherd, Dermot Murphy, Deputy Michael Collins there from Independent Ireland, and also as well Catherine Power. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.